Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Shaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world, and I praise Almighty Yah for once again allowing us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Over the last couple of days, we've been dealing with revelations. What is a revelation? Who receives revelation? And what is the meaning of a revelation? And we brought all three things to your attention. A revelation is a secret that the Creator has hidden from the eyes of the people. And when the Creator desires one to know what he wants them to know, because he has a desire for them to know, he will give them, share with them, and speak to them his revelation, which is one of the secret things that belong only and exclusively to Yahweh. But why do Yahweh give revelation? Well, the answer is easy. He gives these revelations so that you and I may learn, may know, to do his laws. So it's a secret, and once that secret is revealed, it's for you to do his law. And then you might ask yourself, who do we give these revelations to? Yahweh give these revelations to his servants, the prophets. And let me show you these three things real quick. The first thing, since it was the last thing I said, who do we give them to? According to the book of Amos, the third chapter, this is what it says. Amos 3:7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals the secret to his servants, the prophets. This is an emphatic statement that Yahweh will make according to his word, who he reveals his secret to. of what is revealing. Revealing is a revelation. And what is being revealed? His secret, which is the revelation. And let me show you why Yahweh would do such a thing. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter. And this is what it says. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 says, "The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim." And what is the secret thing? A revelation. "But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever." And why, Yahweh? "That we may do all the words of this law." That's why he revealed things, so that you can serve him, so that you can keep his ways, so that you will honor him, so that you will fulfill his desires, his pleasures, and honor his covenants, keep his commandments, execute his laws, and do all his statutes and judgments. And of course, the last thing we brought to you is the meaning of revelation. As you can see here, it's just a secret. It's a secret thing that belongs unto Yahweh. Then we brought to your attention a couple of the revelations that were brought to our people. Secrets that was hidden from the masses of the earth, especially our people. It was brought to your attention according to the book of Psalm 89. In the book of Psalm 89, this is what it says. Nineteen verse. "Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I've laid help upon one that is mighty. I've exalted one chosen out of the people." Only one mighty, only one chosen. "I've found David, my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face, and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, You are my Father, my Elohim, and the rock of my salvation." Now watch this 27th verse. "Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth." And yes, David, the one that is mighty, the one chosen out of the people, and Yahweh's firstborn king that is higher than all the other kings. And the Creator talked about this David, and told our people and prophesied to our people that he will return to rule the earth as Yahweh's king, shepherd, priest, Yahweh's prince, leader, and commander. And let me just show you a couple of places where you can find this set in the book of Ezekiel. And even though this is a revelation, you know it has to be a revelation, because not only this was not being taught all over the world, it's taught that Christ is Yahweh's anointed one, his Messiah. And that is a total lie. There's religions that teach Haile Selassie is. And that's a lie. It's religions that teach it will be the son of David, and that is a lie. But watch what Yahweh say emphatically out of his own mouth that's undisputable. Even though it's undisputable, you're not going to believe it anyway. That's how you know it's a revelation, a secret. Because the mass majority of the people will fight against the very essence, the very word of Yahweh. And then, who brought these revelations? Well, Yahweh's servant. Here it is. People will go totally against Yahweh's servant who brought his word, who bring his word. But this is not new. They went against Moses. So it's not strange for our people to go against any revelation that I bring people and the prophets bring today. In the book of Ezekiel 34, watch what this emphatically states. This is a prophecy. This has not happened. And look what it says. Would happen, will happen in this prophecy. Ezekiel 34, verse 22. Therefore will save my flock, and Yahweh's flock needs to be saved. And they shall no more be a prey, because today they are a prey. Everyone is praying on them. They are even praying on one another. And I will judge between cattle and cattle. And watch what Yahweh says in this prophecy. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. Now, you know this couldn't be the sons of David, because then that would be many shepherds. That would be one shepherd after another. But Yahweh said, it's only going to be one shepherd. As if this shepherd will live forever. As if this shepherd will rule forever. As if this shepherd would judge forever. And that's exactly what Yahweh said he would do. So you know it couldn't be talking about David's sons. And there is nowhere in all these scriptures where Yahweh has even mentioned the name of any other man ruling his people. Their names are not even mentioned. And I will set up one shepherd over him, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And what do a shepherd do? Well, a shepherd lead a flock. And where is Yahweh's flock? Well, they scattered all over the world, because they are in need of being saved. I, Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David, a prince among them. And watch this. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. What else do Yahweh have to say to let you know this is his secret that he's sharing with us? It is, even though this secret was brought many years ago, many of the people still don't teach this secret. It's not even a secret anymore. We know it. We teach it. We seek it, as Yahweh told us to do. And one more scripture on this, because you might ask yourself, well, how would this take place? David been dead for centuries. But watch what Yahweh said he would do in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. And here it is. We got people where Yahweh ain't even mentioned the name of another shepherd, prince, the name of another king, leader, commander, ruler, but yet they will have you believe Yahweh is the lie and they are the truth. In the book of Jeremiah 30, a verse. And for it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will break the yoke from off your neck. Talking about your enemies. And why? Because Israel is in need of being saved. And will burst your bonds. And strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Well, who are they going to serve? Yahweh. But they shall serve Yahweh, their Elohim, and David, or the son of David, their king. It didn't say the son of David. The nephew of David, their king. The cousin of David, their king. The descendant of David, their king. It didn't say none of that. But rather, it says, but they shall serve Yahweh their Elohim and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. You might ask yourself, well, how is he going to raise him up? Well, it don't matter. What matters is you teach the people the truth. And let them know David will be king, David will be shepherd, David will be prince, and Yahweh will raise him up. Why aren't you teaching these revelations? Do you know what a revelation is? Maybe the reason why you're not teaching the revelations of Yahweh, because Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And why is this important? Why is this revelation so important? Well, who do you think Yahweh will use to save his people? Yahweh has never saved his people without sending them some type of judge, some type of servant that he sent to restore his people. And in the last days, Yahweh is letting you know who this one shepherd will be. And again, what is a shepherd? A shepherd is one that leads a flock. How are you going to have one shepherd? The flock is scattered, but he's going to send somebody else other than that one shepherd. That don't make no kind of sense. Revelations. That's what we're speaking about. Truly, other people know this other than the house of Israel, who's been teaching this for decades. Surely other people know this revelation. It was also brought to your attention. One of the most controversial subject matters that was brought to our people. And this controversial subject matter had to deal with day and night. And it shouldn't have been controversial at all. After studying and looking at it, this was one of the easiest matters that one should be able to understand. But not for Israel. Look what Yahweh said about Israel, so you can understand why things are so difficult for Israel. In the third chapter of Ezekiel, show you why this thing is difficult for an Israelite. Ezekiel 3 and 4. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get you unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words to them. Watch what he says now. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language. I'm not sending you to do some real difficult, real hard, and to speak to people that can't even understand what you're saying. And you can't understand what they're saying. For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of a strange speech and a hard language whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened unto you. In other words, even though there would have been a language barrier, even though you had to get through this strange speech, this hard language, attempting to try to understand what they're saying and them trying to understand what you're saying, but after going through all this difficulty, they still will have listened to you, even though you went in with the odds stacked against you because of the language barrier. But that wouldn't have stopped your success. They would have listened, according to Yahweh. But watch what he says here. But the house of Israel will not listen unto you, for they will not listen unto me. In other words, with the house of Israel, there is no language barrier. With the house of Israel, there is no strange speech. With the house of Israel, there is no hard language. But they won't even listen to you, because they won't even listen to Yahweh. For all the house of Israel are impotent and hard. Now you can see. Now you can understand. We can bring something very simple to the house of Israel. Very basic to the house of Israel. Something that seems so minute, so little, you think everybody can understand it. But yet, the house of Israel cannot. For example, we're brought to you another revelation from the house of Israel. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And we're talking about revelations this week. showing you, proving to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh has not forsaken his people at all. Now, we know you're going to disagree with this because you're the house of Israel. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the third verse, and watch what it says. Let me start at the first verse. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim separated the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. In other words, Yahweh said a lot in these particular verses. And one of the things he let us know in these verses is that when we see the light, what we're seeing is day. But then when the darkness takes over, then we see night. A little kindergartner couldn't understand that. So when it started getting dark, what kind of mind would tell you and have you to believe that when it gets dark, it is a new day? That is day. That is the beginning of a day. A day don't start when it get dark, when it get night. Not according to the scriptures. Now, you can tear this out of the book, but it's not going to change what Yahweh has said. He called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And you can believe that your enemies if you want to. You can believe these religions if you want to. You can believe this phony Hebrew that you're speaking, because it's not going to change Yahweh's word. The only thing Yahweh told you to believe is him and his prophets. And his prophets is the one that bring his words. And there's nothing that you can do to change this. But it's something that you might want to know, that you will have to change. Look what the Creator said concerning this day as well as this night in the book of Jeremiah 31. And we're just doing a review because I know all this thing, these were brought out to you and spoken to you, but I wanted to review these revelations so you can understand how important they are. These were secrets that nobody was teaching you until Yahweh raised up his servant, the prophet, to bring it to you. And how do you know it was a prophet that brought this? Because Yahweh said he would do nothing but what he first revealed, revelations, to his servant, the prophet. And what is a revelation? Well, it's a secret of Yahweh. It's one of his secret things. And the scriptures tell us this secret thing belongs unto Yahweh. But those things that are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we might do all the words of this law. Watch what it says, Jeremiah 31 and 35. Thus says Yahweh, which gives the sun for a light by day. He even gave us a sign of the day. And the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night. So those who teach and believe that the moon, the ordinance of the moon is for a light by day. That's what they would tell you. The moon determines and tells you when to start the days of the month. Not according to Yahweh. The moon, the ordinance of the moon is not for days, period. Not according to this. There's not one scripture that would tell you that the ordinances of the moon is for a light by day. Then what sense does it make for the sun to be a light by day? Watch what it says. Thus says Yahweh, which gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night. Did Yahweh lie? Or are you the lie, which defies the sea? And that's what it do, is separate the sea when the waves thereof roar. That's exactly what these lights do. Yahweh of hosts is his name. And then watch what Yahweh says. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Don't you see how important these ordinances are? Now do you see why Yahweh sent prophets to tell you the truth? To show you the revelation of Yahweh? Here it is. We got the ordinances of the moon for a light by day. Here it is. We got the day starting at night. Now, don't you see how all these ordinances that we have caused us to be a backwards people? Of course, you're not going to agree with that. You're not going to agree with what I'm saying, even though that's what the book says. I didn't interpret this. This is what the book said. The ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night. That's what Yahweh said. Yahweh called the light day. Yahweh called the darkness night. That's not an interpretation. That's a direct quote. But you will make that a lie. And why? Because Yahweh said, this is what Yahweh said, not my words, that Israel will not listen to you because they don't even listen to Yahweh. But those of hard speech, those of a strange speech and a hard language, a language that you can't even understand, even though you have these great barriers that can understandably get crossed, confused through just communication, language, speech. But they'll do it. They will listen. They will hearken. But Israel, where there's no harsh speech, there's no strange speech, there's no hard language, no barriers at all, they won't listen. And what are they not listening to? The word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh. In the book of Jeremiah 33, just show you another place concerning this day and night. Here it is. We had somebody go on YouTube and tell the world that this day and night teaching was inherited from Christians, Europeans. Yahweh no European. Yahweh is no Christian. Yahweh is the one that teach about day and night. It's Yahweh who called the light day. It's Yahweh who called the darkness night. It's Yahweh who teach about day and night. These other people don't teach it at all. As a matter of fact, they teach totally opposite of what Yahweh teach and what Yahweh has said and what Yahweh has prophesied. Jeremiah 33. This is what it says. The 20th verse or the 19th verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying, thus says Yahweh, if you can break my covenant of the day, and what is that, Israel? And my covenant of the night. And what is that, Israel? And that there should not be day and night in their season. And what is the season of the night? How do you know the season of the night? You don't know the season of the night just because it is dark. You know the season of the night by the very signs that Yahweh put in the night so that everything will happen in the season. And what did he put in the night to let you know the season of the night? The moon and the stars. No wonder Yahweh said the moon is for seasons. Yeah, the night season, not every season. Watch what this says. Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers. So this is very essential to our salvation. Watch the 25th verse. Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with the day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers of the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them. So here it is. We see another revelation. Now, I'm not bringing these revelations to you because I believe you will accept them. No. That's not why I bring these revelations to you. As a matter of fact, many of you all don't see it as revelations at all. Many of you all don't only see it as the truth. And Yahweh said you wouldn't. The reason why these things are brought to you is for one reason and one reason only. And look what Yahweh wanted you to know in the book of Ezekiel 33. So you don't have to get mad because I brought it to you. You don't have to get upset and say, man, these guys of the house of Israel and these guys came up under Elisha and these guys. No, you don't have to do none of that. Just ignore what you're hearing. That's all. And then we'll see who Yahweh is with. Is Yahweh with those who would deny the very essence of the words that I'm reading? Or is Yahweh with those who believe the very words that I'm reading? It's not rocket science. We will see whom Yahweh is with if you don't already see it. In the book of Ezekiel 33, watch what it says. Seventh verse. So you, son of man, I've set you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear the word at my mouth. And warn them from me. And that's all we're doing. It's telling you, thus says Yah, warning you about Yahweh. A verse. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die if you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. See, that's how important this is. Once you call yourself a shepherd, call yourself a minister, a Moré, a Kohen, call yourself a rabbi, Nasi, and all these various names to let you know that you are one of the rulers of Israel, then you have a great responsibility and a target on your head. And this target that's on your head is on you. Either you're going to warn and teach the people the truth or you're not. And watch what it says. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore, O you son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus you speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then return? As many of our people saying today, we're in captivity. We don't have to keep the law. This is a polluted land. We can't be clean anyway. Watch what Yahweh says. Say unto them, as I live, says Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn you. Turn you from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Yahweh is telling the wicked to turn. He don't have the excuses our people have. You don't have to keep the law. We can't be clean. We don't have to do the Sabbath day. We can't keep the Sabbath day. We can't do this in a polluted land. We can't do that in a polluted land. No, Yahweh said, turn to him, and he will turn unto you. Why would you die, O house of Israel? You don't have to die in your iniquity. You can live, but you must turn to Yahweh. Furthermore, another revelation that we brought our people, the house of Israel, many years ago. There was a time when Israelites were not gathering together with one another. Israel was totally separated from state to state, city to city, town to town, Knesset to Knesset. They were not coming together at all. And whatever you taught, whatever you believe, that was the way you went. And there was no one that would challenge the way you thought, the way you believed, the way you were brought up, because you didn't travel and go nowhere else but one place. And that was the place that you found fit in your city, in your town. It was your Knesset, congregation. But then Yahweh sent someone to tell us this in the book of Zephaniah. In the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter, and this is what it says. We're talking about Revelation. Or the second chapter, Zephaniah 2, starting at verse 1. And this is what it says. Gather yourselves together. Yea. Gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day passes as the shadow, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have worked his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be you shall be hidden in the day of Yah's anger. Because I've been an Israelite 30 years. And when I began, Israel was not gathering themselves together. That was not even heard of. Until Yahweh sent someone and say, look, not only we have to gather ourselves together, but we must discuss the word of Yahweh. We must restore his laws. And as a result of that, an organization was brought forth, called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Yah Conference. And why? Because of Zephaniah, the second chapter, that we must gather ourselves together. For we are the only nation not desired. Therefore, we must desire ourselves, and more importantly, we must desire the word of Yahweh, which mandates, which prophesies that we must gather ourselves together. And we've been doing this over 26 years in various cities around the country, gathering our people together. For one reason and one reason only, for the laws the commandments, the statutes, the judgment of Yahweh. Because Yahweh is seeking a people that desire to be one. Because he desired them to be one. And when Yahweh looked out to see who would do this thing, let me show you what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah 42. In the book of Isaiah 42, see, a lot of the people who just been around 5, 10, 15 years, they don't know all this. But those who've been around over 30 years, they know what I'm telling you is the truth. And they know how the various congregations were not gathering themselves together. Not even the ones in the same cities. Excuse me. In the book of Isaiah 42, and how would Yahweh bring about this thing and gather themselves together? And why is it so important? In the book of Isaiah 42, watch, starting at the very first verse. Behold my servant. Why would Yahweh want you to behold his servant? Who is the servant? Whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. Who is this one that Yahweh delight in? I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break. A smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. And who is this? Is our people, are they even looking for this type of servant? Well, Yahweh is prophesying about this type of servant. And we're going to jump down to the 18th verse. This is what it says. Hear you deaf, and look you blind that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? And blind as Yahweh's servant. And watch how blind Yahweh's servant is. Say many things, but thou observe it not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. And watch what Yahweh do. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. That's why it is a necessity that the nation not desired gather themselves together. How else can this law be magnified? How else can this law be made honorable? If you just in your little class talking to the various little people in your town, and no one else. And even if you on YouTube and just talking to the people you talking to, how can what you're saying be magnified and made honorable if you're not willing to talk to the other leaders that's doing the same thing. Why? You don't want what you're teaching challenged? You don't want what you're saying to be put under a microscope? You don't think that you can make errors and speak things that are not true? Sit down at the table of brotherhood, O nation not desired, and let's see what you're saying is the truth. And let's see if it's a revelation from Yahweh. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses, for they are a prey and none delivers. For a spoil, and none says restore. And here it is. Everything must be restored when it comes to the house of Israel. Our name must be restored. Our way of life must be restored. Our language must be restored. Everything that we have must be restored. And the most important thing that must be restored is our service to our Creator, our marriage. Must be restored. And how can it be restored if we refuse to gather ourselves together? And who brought us the revelation that we must gather ourselves together? Not just brought it, but actually done and is doing it. Revelations. This is what we're speaking about. Now all over the country, Israelites are getting together. All over the country, Israelites are speaking, talking, and breaking bread over the laws of the Most High. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a good thing. And that's prophecy. And not only that, when we began over 26 years ago to bring Israel together, to tell them that we must gather ourselves together. And I may add, it was Yahweh's servant, our beloved teacher, Moray Elisha Israel, who Yahweh showed this to. And one of the first things that we dealt with, the first subject matter, was also a revelation. And you'll read about this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. And this is what it says. In the book of Deuteronomy 16, revelations, that's what we're talking about. Now, do I expect you to agree with me? No. Do I expect you to believe anything I'm saying? No. Do I expect you to read what I'm reading and say, yeah, that's the truth? No. I'm here to tell you the truth for one thing and one thing only, reason only. For record, that Yahweh know that you was warned, you was told, and the blood will be upon your own head. In the book of Deuteronomy 16, this is what it says. The fifth verse. Now, this is the law. And now, this law that I'm about to read, no Israelite was adhering to this law. I may add, still to this day, many Israelites are still rebelling against this law. Now, watch how simple this law is. And that's what I'm here to tell you, that even though these are things that is so simple, even a little child can understand, but not Israel. Israel can't understand these things. Israel won't do these things. Israel cannot accept these things. But people with a hard language, strange speech, language that we can't even understand, and they can't even understand, for some strange reason, they will do it. They will hold it. And let me show you the simple thing that Israel refused to do. One of the first subjects, the first subject that we brought to our people, to the leaders of Israel, when we gather ourselves together for the very first time. In the book of Deuteronomy 16:5, watch what it says. You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates to Yahweh your Elohim gives you, but at the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that you came for out of Egypt. And you shall roast and eat it in a place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. You shall turn in the morning and go to your tents. And here it is. Even though Yahweh says you may not kill, because that's what the word sacrifice means. It means to kill. You may not kill the Passover within any of your gates, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. And here today, our people are still killing the Passover, which is some goat or lamb, or bullock, but they killing animals still to this day, attempting to celebrate the Passover, even though Yahweh say thou mayest not do this. Now, are these words? These not my words at all. And all the congregations we met with that day, over 26 years ago, they were all killing the Passover. All of them. Except for one group of the Israelites. And still to this day, many of the Israelites are still not only killing the Passover, roasting and eating the Passover, not in a place that Yahweh choose, but they are doing this in the place that they choose, which is totally against the law. And now their children are doing the same exact thing. I'm here to tell their children, this is against Yahweh. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 9th chapter, Revelation. Many of our people have never heard these things. They didn't know the wars and the battles that we had to go through to restore the great laws of the Most High. And even though Yahweh sent his servant to restore the law, Yahweh knew and told his servants that they're not going to listen to you because they don't even listen to Yahweh. In the book Numbers, the 9th chapter, watch what the scripture says to confirm and establish the fact that Yahweh only had one place where men should kill the Passover. One place where men should celebrate and roast and eat the Passover. One place. And it was only one place where Yahweh chose to place his name in. Not two, not three, not four, not 12, but one. Now watch what it says. Numbers, the 9th chapter, the 1st verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai. In the first month of the 2nd year, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at its appointed season. In the 14th day of this month at evening, you shall keep it in its appointed season according to all the rites of it. And according to all the ceremonies thereof, you shall keep it. And Moshe spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai. And you may ask yourself, well, I thought you just read there was only one place that Yahweh said we can keep the Passover. And that's where he chose to place his name. Well, little do our people know, Deuteronomy is after Numbers. And now we read in the book of Numbers, which come from the Hebrew word Bamidbar, which means wilderness. And this is a story that took place in the wilderness before Yahweh told our people there's only one place you should keep the Passover. And when they kept it here, not only they didn't have that law, didn't have that commandment, but even if they did, Yahweh was with them, literally with them, leading them to the land of Israel. But watch what it says. So what we're reading came before Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Fourth verse. And Moshe spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of man, that they should not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back? That we may not offer an offering of Yahweh in his appointed season among the children of Israel. And Moshe said to them, stand still, and I will hear what Yahweh will command concerning you. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto Yahweh. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it. Eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover shall they keep it. But the man that's clean and is not in a journey and forbears to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover unto Yahweh, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger, for him that was born in the land. And what was the ordinance of the Passover? We had to keep it in the place where Yahweh chose to place his name. That's one of the ordinances of the Passover. And here it is. Our people are still willing, willfully forsaking Yahweh. And why? Why would you be so rebellious, O house of Israel? And why not live before Yahweh? And not only that was a revelation that was brought to us, because all of Israel was keeping the Passover, just like our enemy. But another revelation, and Israel didn't like this, so they rebelled against it. And you'll find it in the book of Deuteronomy 16 chapter again. And watch what it says in Deuteronomy 16. Israel was not doing this. And many Israelites are still not doing this, even though you're going to see an emphatic statement by Yahweh. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year. In other words, it's not even counting the Passover. And you're going to see it's not. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh your Elohim, in the place which he shall choose. And when is this Yahweh? In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and in the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has given you. So Yahweh is emphatically letting us know that these three pilgrimages, these three feast days, These three sacrifices had to be brought to Jerusalem for us to celebrate it. In the place that he chose, not the place that you choose. You also read this in a book Deuteronomy 16, still, watch this. The 9th verse. Speaking of Feast of Weeks, 7 weeks shall you number to you. Begin to number the 7 weeks from such time as you begin to put the sickle to the corn. And you shall keep the Feast of Weeks unto Yahweh your Elohim with the tribute of a freewill offering of your hand, which you shall give unto Yahweh your Elohim, according as Yahweh your Elohim bless you. And you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim, you and your son and your daughter and your manservant and your maidservant and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place where Yahweh your Elohim has chosen to place his name there. How emphatic can you get? Furthermore, what about that was the Feast of Weeks? What about the Feast of Tabernacles? Thirteenth verse. You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that you have gathered in your corn and your wine, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow that is within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a solemn feast unto Yahweh, your Elohim, in the place which Yahweh shall choose, because Yahweh, your Elohim, shall bless you in all your increase and in all the works of your hands, therefore you shall surely rejoice. Once again, this is what Yahweh has commanded. And why aren't our people doing this? Why are our people just building booths no matter where they at? Why are our people acting like they got some chief to wave and trying to observe the Feast of Weeks? These are things that Yahweh said that only can be done in one place. But the very thing Yahweh said you can do everywhere, this is the very thing our people don't want to do. And let me show you that in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Yahweh told you to do this no matter where you at. And our people will tell you, no, you can't do this everywhere. See how backwards our people are? Anything that Yahweh said, if Yahweh say, do it, to them it means don't do it. But if Yahweh say, don't do it, thou mayest not, that means to our people, you may. Watch this in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And watch what it says. Third verse. Second or third verse. Oh, let's start at the first verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. And here it is. Our people say you can't keep the Sabbath here, even though Yahweh said you can. Yahweh said you must. Yahweh said you should. And not only did he say it with Sabbath day, not the Sabbath night. There is no such thing in the scriptures where Yahweh called something the Sabbath night. Now, Yahweh did see on what we're about to read that from evening unto evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath. Speaking of the Day of Atonement. And watch what Yahweh said in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. Beginning at the 26th verse. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, also on the 10th of the 7th month, there shall be a Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And you shall do no work in that same day. For it is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Elohim. For whatsoever soul it is that shall not be inflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it is that does any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings, all of them. Not so with the Passover. Not so with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Not so with the Feast of Weeks. Not so with the Feast of Tabernacles, but the Day of Atonement in all your dwellings. And watch the 32nd verse. It shall be to you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. And when do you afflict your souls? In the 9th day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Sabbath. This is simple. These are the things Yahweh said we should do, and then there's things Yahweh said we should not do. Revelations. Why is it so hard for us to follow Yahweh? As Yahweh revealed, should not we do? If Yahweh has spoken, should not it come to pass by the very servants he's speaking to, the only house he spoke to, the only family that he has known? If they're not going to do it, then who will? Yahweh didn't send us to a people of a hard language, of a strange speech, a people that we cannot understand. But if he had sent us to these people, they would have listened. They would have hearkened. And they would have done it. But the house of Israel will not listen to the prophets. They will not hearken unto the revelations. And why? Because they will not listen to Yahweh. And why won't they Yahweh? Because the house of Israel is impotent and hard-hearted and most rebellious. So make no mistake about it, O house of Israel. This is not done and said and brought to you because we think you're going to believe it and do it. No, we don't think that at all. But this warning is for you to take the blood of our head and put it right back where it belongs, on your own head. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.